Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
What's happening? Mark Walters out for a day. Andy Hoosier filling in. Welcome into Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. It is such an honor to be back and be able to broadcast talking about the Second Amendment, talking about your guns, because we have more fun than what we should be on a daily basis. I always love being able to fill in for Mark as he takes a day off. He's got things going on. He will be calling in just a little bit to give us an update on some stuff, but I am really excited to be able to fill in for him. I'm hailing out of the center of the nation here in Wichita, Kansas. My home station is the Big Talker KQAM, and I love filling in for Mark on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. And I want to start off with this story here. And first off, I want to intro it this way. First off, I love debating. I love arguing. I'll debate about anything just for the sake of arguing. I love debating just for the sake of arguing. That's my niche. I love having callers on my local morning show that call in and try to argue with me. And if I can, I will keep them on for 10 minutes straight during the entire segment to toy with them because I enjoy it so much. But there is sometimes when you hit that level to where you bang your head against the wall, and no matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter how much you try and break it down, as you know, I've tried to fill in a few times here, and I do this on my show every day where I try and create everything as a metaphor. I try and create a scenario to where it's relatable to everybody, so the light bulb kicks on. You understand it. It's very easy to process, and that's the way I try and argue. But sometimes, no matter how easy you break it down, you're banging your head against the wall, you're bleeding from the forehead because you've tried for so much, you've sunk your head in the sewers, you've breathed in the fumes that is the progressive ideology, and you've killed off a number of brain cells, the same as if someone tries to eat a Tide Pod or snorts a condom, which apparently is a new rave when it comes to the young generation. Sometimes you hit that level of stupidity that no matter what you say or do, you can never come back from. And sometimes it's not just an individual. Sometimes it's actually a group of individuals. Sometimes it's politicians. And I know Mark touched on this yesterday, but I had to bring it up today. I had to talk about this today. Village bans semi-automatic weapons that residents must remove from their home or face up to $100,000 fines per day. Here's the story out of Deerfield, Illinois. Rulemakers in the village of Deerfield have voted unanimously to ban semi-automatic rifles along with pistols and shotguns, quote, with certain features. I wonder what those certain features could possibly be. I don't know. What are those certain features? They could be very scary-ish. They could look like maybe it's some of those guys that actually attach a saw to the end of the firearm. I'm not really sure, but we'll have to figure out what those certain features may be. Deerfield also voted to ban magazines that hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition. The ban passed Monday night outlaws of any weapons the village, the leaders deem, quote, assault weapons, including AR-15s. But the ban also includes semi-automatic rifles, pistols, and shotguns with certain features. Quote from a student at Deerfield High School, this is our fight. This is our generation's fight, and we're going to keep fighting. Thank you for actually being a part of that. The new ordinance takes effect on June 13th. Residents who still have banned weapons after that face up to a $1,000 fine per day. The new ordinance was modeled on a ban put in place by Highland Park, Illinois, which went into the United States Supreme Court. And the courts, guess what, ruled to allow the lower courts to have that ruling, allowing the ban to stand. Now, we could get into the, of course, constitutional argument of all this, of how the one role of the federal government is not actually to give the federal government power, but to actually preserve the certain rights, including the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, end of story, period. I still have not been able to find the clause that Joe Biden has talked about on that sense, but I'm still waiting for someone to relay that to me. We could go down that constitutional argument. It's been done over and over and over. Mark has done that ad nauseum. I've done that ad nauseum. Many other advocates of the NRA and the Second Amendment and every other organization that's pro-gun have argued that ad nauseum, that we have that right, and that's it. We don't have to worry about a single thing. We could go down the right that we have the right to keep our rights to life, liberty, and property, and the only way, by evolution or by God's creation or whatever you want to believe in, or by the third alien whatever, that you have the right to defend yourself by life, liberty, and property, and the way you defend yourself is by that firearm. You could go down that argument. We could talk about the Supreme Court's abuse of power, because the Supreme Court obviously has abused its power by not understanding what the actual Constitution says and actually interpreting the Constitution the way it's intended, but by going down an activist role of progressivism and a political agenda that we've actually seen in society. We could go down all of those roads, but it's been done. It's been argued. It's been debated. They had the open forum in the town before they voted on this, and they heard all of those arguments. So what I want to do to try and relay it, to try and bring it down to the basic level for even the most open-minded progressive before their brain falls out, tries to grasp it a little bit, and the light bulb pops on, is that if we ban something, will it go away? If we ban something, will it go away? If we ban something, will it make it all better? And then we can pretend that it doesn't exist. We can put our heads in the sand. We can be, what is that on Dumb and Dumber? La, 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 la. No. If we do that, will it actually go away? So that's the question. So let's go ahead and I made up the list of banned items in the United States and the cause and effect that they actually have on society. And it's a very sad story because we like to ban a lot of things in society. So here it is. First off, let's talk about banning human trafficking. Does that ever happen in the United States? We have a ban on human trafficking. It's against the Geneva Code. It's against the United Nations. It's against the United States. It's against every nation, really. Almost every nation. But guess what? The U.S. holds number one in the whole world for more than 4,000 cases a year of sex trafficking reported. Not even unreported, but just reported. Internationally, according to the International Labor Organization, 21 million victims worldwide when it comes to being a victim of human trafficking. What about AlliesAgainstSlavery.com shows that Texas, the state of Texas alone, not including the rest of the nation, 79,000 people are victim of sex trafficking. 234,000 workers are victims of worker labor trafficking. 313,000 victims altogether when it comes to human trafficking. Do we ever talk? Are there marches out in the streets right now for that over the weekend? Are we seeing a march for our lives for that? Are we seeing a march to protest the sex trafficking or human trafficking altogether for that? No. And it's banned. I wondered if that actually stopped them. What about this one? We have a ban on illegal immigration. 11.3 million illegal immigrants that we actually know of in the United States right now. And that's banned. If we ban them, we can just go away. Or maybe we can legalize it and then we don't have to worry about that, right? You'd think that would be the same argument they would use for guns, because the bad guys are going to have them anyways. The illegal guns are going to be out there anyways, so you might as well just legalize it in order to not have anybody have something that's not illegal. That's been the argument with marijuana. I wonder why that's not the argument with guns, but I'll digress on that one. How about this one? Heroin is illegal. Number of deaths in 2015 peaked at 14,000 deaths for an illegal drug. Oh, wait a second. If we ban it, it'll go away. What about cocaine? 2015, the average of 7,000 deaths a year in 2015 was when it peaked over 7,000 for a banned object like cocaine. What about ecstasy? There's really only about 50 deaths that are related directly to ecstasy. However, it has been known to be the number one leading drug for abuse and addiction, and the number one drug that leads to death by hypothermia, seizures, brain swelling, and organ failure. But it's a banned substance, so how are we actually getting these things? How are we doing them? I'm trying to relate the progressives right now that are probably eating a Tide Pod, because if we relate it to something that they're familiar with, then maybe the light bulb will kick on. I don't mind banging my head against the wall once in a while, because that's what we do as radio hosts, is try to reach out. We extend that olive branch. We try and be desperate to show our case and to understand and to have a real dialogue. But it's not something they want. We're seeing the march for our lives. We're seeing children rise up from the schools. We're seeing community members rise up and hold the signs. We're seeing them apparently not go to work and actually hold up signs throughout the day saying that we want common sense gun control. We want to ban the fully automatic rifle, which is already banned. We want to ban the semi-automatic rifle because it's a really scary, terrible thing. We want to ban the handgun, because that's really what causes the majority of the homicides in the nation, especially in gun-free areas and places where they have the most strict gun laws. We want to ban this. We want to put the Second Amendment on the ballot. according to David Hogg, because if we can do that, then we will show that we are the majority of the nation that actually wants to get rid of the gun and that we want safe spaces across the nation with those nice big stickers on the gun-free zone. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the stupidity. This is the absurdity. This is the unbelievable argument that we're actually having in society today, because there are some to where no matter how many times you bang your head against the wall, they will never understand. This town needs some serious help. This town, and I advocate for all of you individuals that are living in that town that may have those semi-automatic rifles, do not waver. Do not back down. Do not give in. Do not move. Do not pay those fines, because you, my friends, are going to be on the brink of what's really coming in this nation. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters. Lots more coming up. Stay here. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
All right, if you've been watching the news lately, you know that mass shootings and terror attacks can happen to anyone, anytime. It can feel like we're helpless to stop them, but that ends today. For a very limited time, you can claim the complete mass shooting survival guide from the USCCA completely free. It's brand new, and it's completely free. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to claim your copy in seconds. Again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. You'll learn what we really know about mass shootings, how to survive an attack, proven strategies for stopping a shooter, and a whole lot more. It's packed with all the life-saving information that the anti-gun lobby doesn't want you to have. But this is only available for a few more days. And it even comes with a bonus audiobook that I recorded so you can listen whenever you want. Get your copy in seconds. It's 100% free. And for a very limited time, you'll also get a bonus security checklist for your office, church, or school. Don't miss this. Don't miss this. Just go to armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
That's what we do, my friends, having more fun than what we have every single day. Why? Because, well, we can. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I want to tell you that, as you know, you watch the news every single day. You follow things that are going on. You've been watching the news, and you can see the mass shootings, the terrorist attacks. Anything can happen at any time, anywhere, and to anyone. I know that we always say that we can never imagine how it could happen to us. Guess what? It can, and it can feel like we're helpless to stop it, but that ends today. For a very limited time, you can claim the complete mass shooting survival guide from the USCCA, and it's totally free. I don't know why you wouldn't want this. It's brand new, and it's completely free, 90 free. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to claim your copy in seconds. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. You'll learn what really to know about mass shootings, how to survive an attack, the proven strategies to maybe stop a shooter if something happens, and a heck of a lot more. It's packed with the life-saving information that the anti-gun lobby doesn't want you to have, but this is only available for a few more days. Put it on your calendar and get it right now. It's very easy. It even comes with the bonus audio track so you can listen whenever you want to. Get your copies in seconds, 100% free, and it's for a very limited time. Plus, you'll get your bonus security checklist for your office, church, or school. Don't miss it. Go to armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Speaking about this shooting, or not the shooting, but the vote that happened in Deerfield, Illinois, wanting to ban semi-automatic rifles, there is some good news on the front. And as I encouraged towards the end of the last segment, to stay strong, and we will be able to fix this, we will be able to fight this. The man himself, the great Mark Walters, on with us to give us a bit of that good news. Mark, what's happening, my friend?
Oh, you are too kind. How you doing, Andy?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. I love being able to fill in for you on fun days like this. I know that you've been out doing some crazy stuff, and but I love being able to interview on your own show.
Well, it's fun to talk about it, and I'm glad I was able to listen to it. Let me just tease listeners here. I was at some doctor's appointments with my wife today, and we'll be making some big announcements on the Sunday Monster Cast. So make sure to tune in to segment one on this upcoming Sunday Monster Cast. But, you know, I was listening to you talk about the village, and let's make this very clear, the village of Deerfield, Illinois. The village of Deerfield, Illinois decided themselves in a little village council, this is a homeowners association group of wannabes, okay, who decided amongst themselves that they were going to usurp the United States Constitution and the residents of the village constitutional rights and freedoms. And they did so by restricting their Second Amendment rights to what Scalia called, what, weapons that are in common use, of which the AR-15 is America's most popular rifle. Now, I made a point the other day that the Supreme Court was going to have to step into this. At some point in time, the United States Supreme Court is going to have to step in, put its foot down, one way or the other. It's going to have to do it. This nonsense with these progressive liberals, you know, usurping the Constitution on local levels, anywhere they want all the time, has got to come to a screeching halt. So I made a phone call this afternoon to Alan Gottlieb, who promptly told me he was very busy because he was working on the fact that they had just filed, and had the Second Amendment Foundation, in conjunction with a plaintiff by the name of Daniel D. Easterday and the Illinois State Rifle Association, along with the Second Amendment Foundation, using their law firm of David G. Sigali, has filed suit and complaint against the defendant, now Village of Deerfield, Illinois, seeking a declaratory judgment, permanent injunction, and other relief in support thereof. Now, the reason that this is so important, because their challenge, the grounds they're challenging this on, is that the Illinois state law, as stated in the Illinois Firearms Owners Identification Card Act and the Illinois Firearm Concealed Carry Act, violates the village ordinance, violates both of those acts, and they are clearly spelled out in the lawsuit. So let me just take a brief moment to read some of that from the act. The regulation licensing possession and registration of handguns and ammunition for a handgun and the transportation of any firearm and ammunition by a holder of a valid FOID card issued by the Department of State under Department of State Police under this act are exclusive powers and functions of this state. Any ordinance or regulation or portion of that ordinance or regulation enacted on or before the effective date of this amendatory act of the 98th General Assembly that purports to impose regulations or restrictions on a holder of a valid FOID card issued by the Department of State Police under this act in a manner that is inconsistent with this act on the effective date of this amendatory act of the General Assembly shall be invalid in its application to a holder of a valid firearms owner identification card. Now, I want to go to subsection C. Notwithstanding subsection A, which I just read you, of this section, the regulation of the possession or ownership of assault weapons are exclusive powers and functions of this state. Any ordinance or regulation or portion of that ordinance or regulation that purports to regulate the possession or ownership of assault weapons in a manner that is inconsistent with this act shall be invalid unless the ordinance or regulation is enacted on before or within 10 days after the effective date of this amendatory act of the 98th General Assembly. And then it goes on to state the same. So what happens here is this is a bunch of feel-good, do-good progressives trying to enact something based on what another village did that the Supreme Court, they claim, let stand by refusing to hear the case. The Supreme Court didn't let stand anything. The Supreme Court did not issue a ruling. That
there's a difference.
Ban in the village prior has not yet been heard by the Supreme Court. And clearly this act is a complete violation of the Firearms Preemptions Act of the state of Illinois. So we're going to see this play out. It didn't take the Second Amendment Foundation, as it never does, long to jump on this. This is going to be fun to watch, and I'm looking forward to having Mr. Gottlieb himself on the program on the Monster Show on Sunday to tell us in more detail the specifics and the differences between this case and the one that the Supreme Court allowed to stand and why.
Sure. Well, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because there is a big difference between letting something stand and just not hearing the case at all to actually make a judgment on it, because letting it stand means they made the judgment.
Made on this. That's clear. They refused to hear it, and they refused to send it back to the lower court. Liberals like to point that out, that the Supreme Court sided with them. The Supreme Court didn't take a side. They didn't even issue a reason why. They refused to hear the case for whatever purpose. And remember, they hear a very, very small fraction of percentage of cases that come before them. But the Supreme Court's going to have to jump in on this at some point in time and weigh in, and I believe those rulings will come down in our favor. But again, time has to go by before that happens. In the meantime, you're going to have a bunch of liberal dopes doing this. If you live in a blue area of a blue state, they don't care. They don't care about state preemption. They don't care about constitutional rights. They're going to do whatever they want to do. They're going to stick it in your face, and they're going to flip the middle finger at you. Here's the key to this stuff, Andy. At some point in time, you have to ask yourself this question. Where will the progressive movement stop? I asked yesterday on the program, and I'll ask you, what's to stop the village? The village, call them the village people here, right? What's to stop the village people from telling you that while you're sleeping at night, they're going to suspend your Fourth Amendment rights, and any car door that happens to be open, that's going to be permission for the police to go in and check out and make sure there's no drugs or illegal weapons in violation of their ordinances in those vehicles. What's to stop them from violating those Fourth Amendment protections? Nothing.
Nothing at all. I mean, if they make a decision like this, then the Constitution means absolutely nothing. Rights of people mean absolutely nothing, because this is just the beginning of what it is. I mean, if you have a computer in your home and you're connected to online and you're connected to social media, hey, you know what? So we really don't like it, because there's been cases of social media bullying by individuals on there. Mark, we're out of time in this break here, but it's a great conversation. I'm glad that you're going to have a more lengthier conversation on this one, because it is insane. Absolutely. Like I said, sometimes you cannot fix stupidity, because these guys are nuts, Mark.
Hey, all I'll tell you is thanks for having me on. Thanks for sitting in the chair. I'll be back tomorrow and looking forward to talking with you on the radio.
There it is. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
What's happening? You just heard from the great Mark Walters. He is off for the day, but had to call in, give a little chime in on that story when it comes to Deerfield, Illinois, the insanity that's happening down there. Andy Hoosier filling in, hailing out of Wichita, Kansas, off the Big Talker KQAM. We appreciate being able to jump on here and fill in for the great Mark Walters. As he said, doing some personal stuff today, and I'm glad that things are that he was able to chime in there. He'll give you some more updates on that a little bit later. I want to shift gears for a second, though, here. By the way, armedamericanradio.org is his website. armedamericanradio.org, you can find all his information. Me, you can find at kqamradio.com. And you can find me there. I want to shift gears for just a second. What has been the latest, loudest, strongest voice that you've heard when it comes to trying to ban firearms? The big cry, the big rally, the March for Our Lives. What's the purpose? They say they want to secure schools and they want to make people safe. That's fine. But who do they hate? Who do they go after? They go after NRA members. They go after pro-Second Amendment advocates. They go after maybe the gun themselves. They don't like the gun, and they'll maybe go after the gun. But they really go after the people who own the guns. Remember the phrase that, you know, the majority of the individuals purchasing firearms are the white privileged individuals who just cling on to their Bibles and guns sort of thing, and that we're just the hillbilly rednecks in the backwoods of Kansas and Nebraska and Oklahoma and Missouri and Louisiana and everywhere else, and we just cling on to our guns and our Bible, and we don't mess around, and if you come onto my property, I just shoot you. That's what they go after, because they think that we are a bunch of unintelligent buffoons. And they go after the people because they always got to make it personal. So you know what? I think that we need to create a march. I think that we need to create a movement. I think that we should stand up and we should play the same game that they are. The shooting that happened in San Bruno, California with the YouTuber, the Persian vegan. I think she was from Iran, but this says she's Persian as well, so I don't know. The PETA activist, the animal rights activist that shot up the headquarters of YouTube. Why? Because she had the videos, and they were censoring her videos, and they were stopping her videos. She didn't like that, so she ended up going in and shooting up three people and then turning the gun on herself. Why are we not hearing about this 24 hours a day in the media? Where is it? Where's CNN holding a town hall meeting right now? Where's the outcry and the march out of the schools for the next couple of days for students demanding that they be allowed to put whatever they want to on YouTube and that they actually go out and protest and that they want to stop the guns and the mass shootings there because they are sick and tired of the censorship and the lack of freedom of speech that's happening in society today? Where is it? I haven't heard of anything. Where's the media? Where's the CNN town hall? Where's the demand of them going to the Capitol steps in Washington, D.C., and demanding that evil, terrible conservative Republicans and the evil, terrible Nazi regime of Donald Trump's administration actually go and they ban certain guns because of the fact of the shooting that happened in California? Well, it's because it wasn't a white individual. It was because it wasn't at a school. It was because that it was a liberal activist who ended up using a gun. And that doesn't play well for the agenda, does it? If you remember, you saw the tweets right after the shooting that said, well, I'll eat my shorts if that ain't no white male with a gun. Okay. Can I buy tickets to watch that? I think that we need to start a march to be able to blame. I mean, come on, they blame the people, right? They blame the people of the conservatives, the pro-gun advocates, the ones that care more about their gun than they do their children. They blame the people, right? So I think it's our time to start turning this around. We should start the movement to blame animal rights activists. They care more about the animals than they do people because they would rather go and shoot a bunch of people than shoot an animal and eat it for dinner. They are the absolute lowest of the low in society, right? Well, this is, of course, me being a little sarcastic, but if they want to blame that same game on conservative Republicans that want to defend the Second Amendment, we can play that same game. And now, maybe, just maybe, as I try and reference it before, that we can sink it to the level of stupidity to their level. So that way they understand why this is absurd to make this kind of argument against gun owners. Because I think that we should have animal rights activists banned. I think that we should blame any type of YouTube wannabeer or wannabe YouTuber who wants to make videos on YouTube for a living, which, by the way, I did read the story, and you could make YouTubes and you could be one of the top best-hitting ones on there, and you're still not going to make a living, so good luck with that. But if you want to be a YouTuber for the rest of your life, then we should blame you because you could snap at any moment, just like any conservative Republican, any NRA member, any gun owner that has a stockpile of guns in their basement because they're waiting for anything to happen and they defend themselves on a daily basis, they are to blame, right? So we should blame you, the YouTuber, because you have the potential to snap at any moment. I think that we should march onto the capital of Washington, D.C., and we should demand the Trump administration ban PETA and ban any type of vegan activist. Because they may snap at any moment. Is that where we're at in society? I do have to give credit, by the way. There was a pro-Second Amendment rally that happened today in Colorado that was organized by students, and there was a 30-minute walkout in a few different high schools around the Colorado area, Denver area, around Denver, and we got to give props to them. Because even surprisingly, in the state of Colorado, there was the movement to say, you know what, we've seen this march for our lives. There's another organized march happening around the nation this Saturday in just a couple of days. wanting to march to ban firearms, the common sense gun reform, the common sense gun takeaways, the common sense banning of the semi-automatic rifle. It's common sense, right? And it's been led by high school students, or at least it's been propped up by high school students, funded by George Soros and the others. But you know that it's been at least started with the high schoolers, and then they just be taken advantage of for the rest of their time. And David Hogg and all the others are just riding the coattail of being able to be have their 10 minutes of fame in the limelight. But we got to give credit. There was a pro-Second Amendment rally in Colorado where students actually showed up. Now, for whatever reason, there was some kind of miscommunication or there was a sabotage to where the event online and the information about the event was taken down from online. So not a whole lot of people showed up. But I tell you what, watching the videos of it, there was more of a diverse crowd, meaning Hispanic individuals, because it is Colorado. There's a lot of Hispanics, African-American individuals, white individuals, men and women. Women that don't consider themselves men or men that consider themselves women based on some type of gender identity crisis. But there was larger diverse crowd in that crowd than we have seen for the March for Our Lives movement. Why? Well, because the progressives are predominantly racist. The progressives are predominantly closed-minded. The progressives are predominantly the quote-unquote white privileged individuals where they feel very guilty about their identity for whatever reason. And as we talk about an organization that's rising up for a new movement this weekend, it's good to hear students. And I listened to some of the video. Why are you out here today? I want to defend my right to keep and bear arms that should not be infringed. Why are you out here today? I want to defend myself, and I want to have the ability to defend myself because I want to defend my family when that time comes. Why are you out here today? Because you know what? I want to defend all of my rights, the right to freedom of speech, the right to a dialogue, the right to my religion, and the right to my guns. Listen to these students. They're bright. They're smart. And I know that, I mean, me being a millennial myself, I give a hard time to a lot of the younger generations, but there are a lot of very smart individuals. There are a lot of very bright young kids. The fact is that they just don't get their voices heard nearly as much. How many national media outlets actually showed or advertised or had on their media reports today of the fact that there was a pro-Second Amendment rally in Colorado? How many of them did it? Probably not very many. How many of them actually wanted to broadcast the fact that there were students standing up for the opposition of what the national, because remember, they're all supposed to be unified under one big thing, right? All the entire generation is supposed to have one big solid message across the board to where they all are in sync and they all believe in the same progressive agenda. And how dare you oppose that? How many media outlets are reporting that? As opposed to how many media outlets in your local news, newspaper, TV, has come out and said, oh, yeah, look, there's a March for Our Lives movement this weekend in our area. Oh, yeah, look at that. The high schoolers that are rallying, that are starting a March for Our Lives movement again this weekend, that are going to be trying to cry for more gun control because we need it. And look how courageous these young students are. They need to have their voices heard. How many are reporting that, but then not saying anything about it? Oh, look. Students organizing the pro-Second Amendment rallies in Colorado. Shocker, right? Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters. Lots more coming up. Stay here.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit FreeGunGuide.com. That's FreeGunGuide.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
I want to remind you one more time today, because I know it's going to be done in just a few days, and I don't want you to miss your opportunity, but I want you to be able to get your complete mass shooting survival guide from the USCCA. As you watch all the news, as you hear about all the stories, the shootings, the bomb threats, everything going on in the nation, you never know what's going to happen on a daily basis. Mass shootings, terrorist attacks, it can happen to anyone at any time. Let me tell you something. What's the first thing that you hear from the news and from the victims of someone shooting in that community? They say, "I can't ever believe that it happened here. I can't believe that it actually happened in my own backyard. I can't believe that it happened in our own community. I can't believe that our very own friends were involved in something like this." But it can. And it feels like we're helpless at times to stop these things from happening. But that ends today. For a limited time, you can claim your complete mass shooting survival guide from the USCCA 100% free. It's brand new, and it's totally free for you. Armedandresponsible.com is where you can go. Just type in your email address. Poof, there it is. Again, armedandresponsible.com. You'll learn what we really know about mass shootings, how to survive an attack, proven strategies for stopping a shooter, and a heck of a lot more. It's packed with all the life-saving information that the anti-gun lobby doesn't want you to have. Why? Because they want you to be vulnerable. And if you've noticed, we kind of live in a society full of victims. Everybody's a victim, and they love the fact that we're helpless and that we're victims. Don't be one. But it's only available for a few more days. It even comes with a bonus audio track so you can listen whenever you want to. Get a copy in seconds. It's 100% free, and it's for a very limited time. You'll also get your bonus security checklist to put in your office, church, or school. Don't miss this huge opportunity. Go to armedandresponsible.com. Again, that's armedandresponsible.com. as you know, and as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, that I am very open to dialogue and discussion and debate, and I debate with people on social media all the time just for the sake of doing it, throwing the wrench in the system and see how many people get all upset and call me names. It's kind of entertaining and it's kind of fun, and I enjoy that. Yes, I do become a troll once in a while just because I enjoy it. But I am open to discussion. And there was an individual who I believe is probably a younger individual by the name of Kylie, not going to mention the last name, but the name of Kylie, an opinion piece in the York News Times out of York, Nebraska, trying to plea. I mean, come on, it's Nebraska, it's the rural community. It's just north of us here in Kansas. And it's her plea to the gun owners to stop being so bullheaded with their guns. And here's what she has to say. Because I'm open to a rational discussion. So let's see what she has to say, shall we? I see where you're coming from. I really do. By the way, the letter title is An Open Letter to the Common Gun Owner. I see where you're coming from. I really do. I come from a liberal family in a small town, Nebraska. That means I am definitely in the minority. So I hear you loud and clear. You feel that your rights to own a firearm are being tampered with because of gun violence that isn't your fault. So naturally, you defend your rights about owning a firearm and fight the current stricter gun control push. But Bob, the avid hunter, skeet trap enthusiast, and common gun owner, the gun violence isn't an issue about you. That's her first paragraph. Now, let me stop it right there. Yes, it is. When you fight to ban assault rifles, quote-unquote, semi-automatic rifles, when you take it to the next step and you say we need to ban handguns, because that's the majority of what homicides are caused by in the nation is handguns and gun-free zones. When you talk about creating more gun-free zones, when you start talking about putting the Second Amendment on the ballot, yes, it is. It is a fight for every single gun owner, whether you own an assault rifle, quote-unquote, or whether you own a long rifle, whether you own a musket rifle from the 1700s, or whether you own 5 different or 10 different handguns. This is your fight, and everybody needs to be up in arms about it. Pun intended. She continues, I understand your fight when people question your morality, because I know all about a select few of you are law-abiding citizens, and some of you are even the people that I love. But I don't understand why you aren't fighting a little harder for the safety of innocent people. After all, that is the common ground that I hope every gun and non-gun owner has. But the thing with common ground is that it can't be reached if no one will listen to one another and both sides of the argument are immediately defended. But let me tell you something, Kylie. Here's the common ground and the compromise that we're willing to have in this national discussion. Guns should not be on the table for discussion in any way, shape, or form, period, end of story. That is our compromise. Why? Because guns are not the problem. The people are the problem. And she even admits that later in the story that we'll get to in a second. But when you try and say, let's just have some common ground, yes, we care about the innocent people. Yes, we care about the innocent children. Guns should not be on the table of discussion at all. Period. I understand and agree with you, she continues. When you say that guns don't kill people, people kill people. But I don't understand why we can't see that bullets shot from guns are ultimately what are ending people's lives. Yes, there are many alternative weapons, including things like knives, but the top choice seems to be firearms when ending others' lives is what one is striving for. Therefore, making it more difficult for a gun to be in the hands of the uncommon owner will lessen the deaths of innocent children and adults. Oh, really? Wasn't aware of that one. That, well, you know, it would just poof, go away like magic. There it is. Just by the way, there were 1,700 deaths by knives at last year, 700-plus personal attacks, meaning just like hands and feet and other human body parts, and over 500 blunt objects like baseball bats that actually caused deaths last year. Should we ban those too? I know baseball's right around the corner, baseball season drop. Maybe we should ban wooden bats and metal bats because Little League, you know, hey, there could be an angry parent that snaps and beats somebody and kills them with a baseball bat. I continue. She continues. I can understand where you're coming from when you say that you have guns make you feel safe. I'm sure that many of you own one for that exact reason. But how many stories have you heard about someone who used their firearms in self-defense? What? A lot less, she says, than the number of stories that you hear about children committing suicide or a child accidentally killing their friend or sibling with their parents' gun. I've lived without a gun in my home for almost 18 years, and I've never once questioned my safety. People are often impulsive creatures, and I believe having a gun for safety may not be what's safest for everyone else. Apparently, we feel a little...
Mm-hmm.
Not quite of the commonsensical terms here, are we? A lot less of the stories hearing about people defending themselves in self-defense. First off, it happens all over the place. Mark reads a story of the about that just about every single day. They happen all over the place. The media just doesn't like to cover it as much because it's not much of a juicy story. When you grow up a little bit, now look, I hate trying to say, oh, you're young and dumb and you don't understand anything, because I'm a millennial myself and I got that trying to be in radio. You don't know what you're talking about on the radio. But at the same time, if you're not aware of the fact that there are self-defense cases that happen every single day, here in the Wichita area, we just heard two more cases about businesses defending themselves with firearms because people actually tried to use a gun to break in. Or how about this story to where now the grandparents of two teenage individuals are upset because they tried to break into a home with brass knuckles trying to be Mr. Tough Guy and ended up dying by an individual who used his AR-15 to shoot them. And now the grandparent, yes, I'm grieving, but I'm also not the only one that's grieving here. These boys didn't think about dying. They made a bad decision and they died because of it. Think before you act, according to the grandparents. I do not condone what these boys have done in any way, shape, or form, because if the shooter used excessive force, he went above and beyond the law. Brass knuckles against an AR-15, come on. Who was afraid for their life? Well, let me tell you what. The guy with the AR-15 was not afraid for his life because he knew exactly what he was doing and he knew exactly how to defend himself, period. End of story. And yes, you are trying to justify their actions by wanting to justify teenagers breaking into a home with brass knuckles, wanting to intimidate an elderly individual because that was your grandchild and you didn't want that to happen. And guess what? He paid his life for it. And I say good riddance, because if he had that kind of morality by wanting to go in and break into somebody's home, whether for a gag or to steal something, then you know what? All the power to the gun or to the homeowner who used that AR-15 and used that gun to defend themselves. So sorry there, little lady, Kylie, out of York, Nebraska. But yes, people use it for self-defense all the time, and no, guns are not on the table for discussion in any way, shape, or form. And yes, we are under attack every time that you try to talk about common sense, gun control, and gun reforms. That does it for today. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters. I love, love, love being able to fill in any chance that I get to. Everybody have a wonderful Thursday. Hope you had a great Easter weekend since the last time I had talked to you. Everybody have a great evening.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.